You'll see the last Gemara again on the Tzadik Vov on the base. Near the bottom, the Gemara says again, Iker the Mastin Lar Aresha. Some say Rabbis Chiddish on the Aresha. That says, What a Pesach Shenimtsa Koidim Shkitas a Pesach. If you first lost the Korban Pesach, and then you amakish a second one, now you found again the first one before you made the Shkita on the second Korban, is the Locha Yiro Achi Istoevu. This korban now is not called a moiser or leftover korban Pesach, but rather it's called the korban dochi, since you did not bring it, and therefore the halacha is you have to wait until a mum comes upon it. The yimcher, you'll sell it for yovi v'dam of shlomim, and with the money you could bring a shlomim, but not the korban itself. V'chein tumurosai, and the Brisa says the same halacha goes upon the tumura. If you have this korban now, korban Pesach, which was dochi, which was pushed off, since there was a time you found it before the shchita. So there was a time when it was raw to be a Korban Pesach, and you did not use it, you like pushed it away, so that's called a Korban Dechuya, that's not, you can't bring it anymore even for Shlomim, but only the money. So if you make a Korban Tumur on it, it's the same Halacha. This now, Omar Rava, Loishonu Elish Shenim Tzakaidim Shchita. This is only said if you found your second, you found the Korban you lost before you made the Shchita, and also the Hema by Kaidim Shchita. You made the tumura on that korban before you made the shchita. So now it's considered a korban dochi, it's not used, even though it could have been used. Therefore, you can't bring it, only you can sell it, and with the money you bring a korban. Ava, what's going to be? Nimtza koidim shchita, let's say you found the korban before you made the shchita. You found the first lost korban Pesach. So even though you found it before the shchita, that korban is dochi, since you're not bringing it now, that korban cannot be brought anymore. But v'heima boy acha shchita, you first made the tumura after you shechted the korban Pesach. Now this leftover Pesach, you made a tumura on it. Is the locha tumura sakrei shlomim? Here the tumura could be brought for shlomim, even though this korban is not called a leftover korban that's brought for shlomim. It's called rather korban Pesach which was dochi, pushed away. Still the tumura of it though could be brought for shlomim. My timer, what's the reasoning why? Kikova shchita mididuchozilei. Why do we say this first korban of Pesach is pushed away? Because since it was a zman when it was roi for korban, the zman hashchita, it was found already, it was pushed off. That's called the korban dochi. Mashenkin deloy chozilei. But like this tumura, which is not roi, you can't bring it for korban Pesach. So even though it came from a behemoth which was pushed away, which was dochi, it's only dochi because it was brought for korban Pesach. But here this tumura is not brought for the Pesach, right away it's brought for the Shlomim. It has a Kedusha Shlomim on it, and it could be brought for Shlomim. Is D'loi Dochi Lei, D'loi Kovi. This is Rava's Chiddush. On this, the Moreh Sakasha now, Eisvei Abai, Abai Sakasha, we dash in the Pasuk, Im Kesev. What does the Pasuk say, Yalem? Ma Talmud Loima, the Rabba is to include Tumuras HaPesach. Achar HaPesach. If you have a korban Pesach which was left over to after Pesach, and now you make a tumura on it, shekrei b'shlomim, that the tumura of this korban, since the korban is also a shlomim, the tumura is also brought for shlomim. Now the Gemara says, yochol I would think, afluf ne'a Pesach kein, even if you have your korban Pesach before the korban Pesach, if you bring a tumura, it's also brought for shlomim. Tam lem, the Pasuk says, hu korav, v'yein tumuras ha-Pesach reva. This korban, since it's aimed for korban Pesach right now, it has a din korban Pesach on it. But if you make a tumura on it, the tumura does not have a din to Pesach, it cannot be brought. Now, hechidami, how are we talking about here? Elaim, if you want to tell me, shenimtsa koidim shchita, the korban Pesach which was lost, and you brought a second one, and now you found the first one before shchita, the heima boy koidim shchita, and also you made the tumura now, before you made the shchita, the chorib shchita. Of course this tumura cannot be brought for a korban. Lomali kro, what do we need a pasuk for? Like right now it's before the shchita, so it's for sure called a korban dochu, it's pushed away. El alav, don't you have to tell me? We're talking about the case, shenim tza kodim shchita. That's true, you found this korban that you lost, the korban Pesach, before you made the shchita. Therefore that korban tak is called a korban dochu. But the chiddush is, v'heim aboy acha shchita. You made the tumura though after you made the shchita. So even though b'shas the tumura, I would think it could be a korban shlomim. Kamashmula, no, it can't be brought for korban shlomim. It's tiyufta, the rava tiyufta. This is a kasha. What rava wanted to say? Rava wanted to say in this case you could bring it for shlomim. And here we're dashing the pasuk. Even in such a case, since the ikka korban is a korban dochui. That korban was found before the shechitas haPesach, so you can't bring that korban for korban shlomim anymore. The melu the tmur you make from it also remains a korban dochuya that cannot be brought for korban itself, but rather you just have to sell it, and with the money you could bring a korban. Now the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says a new yisoid now. Kol shevechates meisa. There's halacha l'moshe m'sinai that there are five different cases by korban chatis that you have to kill it. It has to die. You can't use it. You can't sell it. You have to let it die. You have to lock it up in a room and starve it to death. That's the halacha of five different korban chatois. So Shmuel says kol shevechates meisa. Whenever you have any case that you have that gzeras hakosiv, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that by korban chatis you're supposed to let the animal die, but pesach korav shomim. If the same thing would happen to a korban pesach, the din is then you're allowed to bring it for korban shlomim. Ba'shenkein v'chol shevachatis roya. Anytime you have a korban chatis that something goes wrong with it, but you don't have to let it die. But for a carrot, you're allowed to just let it pasture in the fields until it gets a mum, and then you can sell it. So in such a case, b'pesach nami roya. By a korban pesach has the same halacha also, that in such a case you're not allowed to bring the korban pesach for shlomim, even after pesach. So you have to let it pasture and wait till it comes the Baal Mum, and then you can sell it and use the money. That's what Shmuel says, such a klal like this. So Rashi says, Hochi Gassinan, Rashi says, Kol Shebechatis Mesa, Rashi says, Chomesh Chatoyes Mesa, Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. There's Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, five different cases that the Chatis have to die. What does that mean? Koinsel Nekipa, you lock it up in a room, Vehein Mesa, so it dies by itself. V'lad Chatis, a Chatis could be in a cave. Let's say after you made the mother, you made a pregnant animal, a korban chatis, if it gives birth, the vlad of it has a din, it has to be mace. Or tmuras chatis, if you make a tmur on a korban chatis, the tmur is also mace. The chatis shemeso baleho, let's say Reuven set aside a korban, he needed a kapara, and then Reuven died, so that korban now cannot be brought, and he can't be poyed with it, has to be mace. The chatis sheneschapru baleho ayidei hacheris. This is what's magay to us. She'ovdo zois, v'yachakach nimtzeis, to the cases where first Reuven had to bring a korban chatis. So he set aside one animal. Then he lost it. So he set aside a second one and brought the second one. Now he found the first one. That's called a korban chatis sheneschapu balehem. The Bailam already had its kaparo. So now when you find the first one by a chatis, it has to be mesa. You have to let it die. And the last case is, the fifth case is, v'shovra shenosa. The loch of a korban chatis also you can only bring it the first year. When it becomes 2 years old already, it becomes possible. So when it comes after the time to bring it, it's possible, it's mesa. So Rashi now, v'noket Shmuel gavi pesach simnebei. Shmuel just says a simen, a sign, to know, the yomah to tell us, that kol shebechatis mesa, any time you have a korban chatis, that animal has to die, e misroya hochim pesach. If the same case would happen by a korban pesach, you should know here that din would be korban shlomim. You're allowed to bring it for korban shlomim. So Rashi, because Salka, back to the Havim, is now the Yakula Mesa the Chatois. On all five cases of a korban chatis that you find that they die, if you find this case by Pesach, is also korban shlomim. What does that mean now? Dainu Tumuras Pesach. If you have a Tumura of a korban Pesach, it's brought for shlomim. Since the Tumura of a chatis is Mesa, the Tumura of a shlomim of a Pesach is lo shlomim. Or Pesach Shemesu Bolov. Who are then, if the owner died of a korban pesach, halacha is now, whoever has it, whoever finds it, is allowed to bring it for shlomim. Or else the yarshim can bring it for shlomim. Or else the shechipru bolov, the sheavru shenosai, is kraven shlomim. All these cases. Now shechipru bolov, this means where you had a korban pesach and you lost it, then you brought a second one, and after you brought the second korban, now you found the first one. So Shmuel says, what's the halacha? You're allowed to bring it for shlomim. So far that's very good. That's just what we had before. If you found your lost korban after you brought the second one, so the time you found that there was never roy for korban pesach, it's not called duchi. It wasn't like thrown away. Therefore, you're allowed to bring it for shlomim. So far Shmuel is good. But Shenken, the other case is whatever is roya. Any time you have a korban chatis, that the din is you don't have to let it die, but you're allowed to let it pasture until it gets a mum. So the Gemara will explain later what is the case. And that case by korban chatis, the din is also roya. You're not allowed to shecht it for korban shlomim. You have to let it pasture until it becomes a balmum, and only with the money bring a shlomim, but not the korban itself. This was Shmuel's klal. So the more of Rabbi Yechanan says, "Ein ha Pesach korban shlomim, a korban Pesach, if it's left over, the only time you could bring it for korban shlomim, elo shenimtza acha shchita. Only in the case again where first you had one korban Pesach and you lost it. Now you made a second one, and now when did you find the first one? Only acha shchita. If you already shechted the second korban." In other words, in the afternoon, 2-3 o'clock, that's when you have your second korban and you shechted it. And after you shecht that korban, now you find the first one. That's the case that that's called a moiser, a leftover korban Pesach that you could bring for korban shlamim. Avokaydim shchita. Let's say you found your lost korban, even though you found it after chatzos hayom. But as long as you found it before you brought your second your korban Pesach, the din is loy. Then you cannot bring it for a korban shlamim, because that's called dichui. Since you found it before you made the shchita, so now b'shash shchita you had both korbanos in front of your nose, and you had a choice, whichever one you want, you could have taken. So the fact you took one and left over the second one, that's called you a matcha, you pushed away the second one, and that second one now cannot be korv, it's called a korban dichui, it was pushed away once, it could never be brought. The thing is, you have to wait till it becomes a balmum, and you sell it, and with the money, you could buy another korban. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. So we'll soon see what the machloek is, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan is. So first thing Gemara says, Maski b'lo Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asked the kashra on Shmuel, O klaluhu, is it true what you're saying, your klal, your general rule? V'arei of Rosh Nosa. You have a case of korban chatis that lived of Rosh Nosa. It got over a year old. The din is you can't use it for korban anymore. You can't use it for a chatis. The locher is, Dluri Oslo. The locher is, we'll soon see, you don't have to let it die, but rather you just have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum and you can sell it. The Yomer of Shimon ben Lokish, of Shimon Lokish said, Chatis, the korban chatis, shovra shenosav, if it lived out its year, that you can't bring it anymore for chatis, in the locher, roya noisi, we look as if, kilu hu yamedis v'veis ha-kvoris, it's also mashal. We look as if it's in the veis ha-kvoris, which means that if it's in a cemetery, a kohen can't go there. So it's a mashal just to say that a kohen cannot touch this korban now. Since the chatis is over a year old and lived out the year, you didn't bring it yet, a kohen cannot touch it now, cannot bring it for korban. Now what do you have to do with it? For roya, you have to let it pasture, that's all. Let it stay in the fields until it becomes the balmum, and then you'll sell it, and with the money you bring another korban. But I call upon him a korban chatis that was over a year old. The locher is, you are roya. Now, v'ilu b'pesach, if the same thing would happen by korban pesach, you were makdish a korban, and at the time you were makdish, it was under a year old, but before pesach it became a year old. So the locher is for the gemara ki agavna korban shlomim. In such a case, we know that's called the moisa korban pesach that you could bring it for korban shlomim. Sal kid Shmuel say klal any time by a chatis it's roya. The din is you don't have to kill it. You have to let it pasture. By a korban pesach, also you have to let it pasture. You can't bring it itself. And here's the case, no, that by korban chatis, if it lived out the year, the din is you don't have to kill it. You let it just pasture until it becomes a balmum. Mashenka, by a korban pesach, you don't have to be roya there, but you allow to shecht it itself for korban shlamim. That's called the good case of a korban pesach. That's a moisa, a leftover korban pesach. What's the raya? The tanya we learned. The pasuk we dash in the pasuk before it says kesef. An extra word, it says im kesev by the loch of a korban shlomim. It's talking about the, it says minat tzoin. If you bring a korban shlomim from a tzoin, so there are two cases of tzoin. Either it's a lamb or else it's a goat. Suppose it says im kesev, you want to bring a lamb, which the both words are extra. Because we know we're talking about lambs. So furthermore, the tanya we learn kesev. What does it say kesev for? L'rabbi says pesach la'ya. To tell him when you bring a korban pesach, it also has the same din of a korban shlamim, that if the pesach is brought from a lamb, the aliyah, the tail of the lamb, has a din emurim on it, that you have to burn it on the mizbeach. You can't eat it, but it's called emurim. That's the loch of a kesev by a korban shlamim. Who are din by korban pesach? If it's a lamb, a kesev, you have to put the aliyah on the mizbeach. Kishuwaim im kesev. Why does the Torah say an extra word, im kesev? What's the im? The rabbi is to include that another korban has all halachas of the korban shlamim. What are we included? Es ha pesach shavr shnosai. If you have your korban pesach, then the locher is only kosher the first year. So if you mark the shit before it was a year old, and then before pesach it became a year old, you cannot use it for korban pesach anymore. The din is, it has a din shlamim now. You're allowed to bring it for shlamim. That's the rabbis as a Pesach Shavuish Nosai. And who are the Shlomim Haboyim Machmas Pesach? Of a Korban Shlomim that comes because of the Korban Pesach. So one Pshat Rashi said this means Chagigas Yudalit. On Erev Pesach, if you have too many people on your Korban Pesach, you're supposed to bring a Chagigas Yudalit. So that Chagigas Yudalit that comes because of the Korban Pesach has the Locha of a Korban Shlomim. That what? Lechol Mitzvah Shlomim. These two Korbanos, this Chagigas Yudalit, and this Korban Pesach that lived out the year, the din is it has all halachas of a Korban Shlomim. She'atunim smicha, that when you bring it now, you have to put your hands on top of the behemah, you have to make smicha with all your might, with all your karech. On the sochim, you have to bring wine with it. On tenufas chazor v'shoik, you have to lift up you and the kohen, the chazor and the shoik, the breast and the thighs. Kishuwaim, satwidash in this posuk of im kesef. So our kohanim see clearly that by Korban Pesach, if it left, lived out the year, when it's over a year old, it's brought for Shlomim. So this is the kasha on Shmuel. How does Shmuel say any time by Korban Chatis? The din is its roya. A Pesach is also roya. Here you have a case by Korban Chatis, that if it's lived out the year, it's roya. And by Korban Pesach, it's kora for Shlomim. Then invite to the break before Dashin. Kishuwaim me'imeiz. Then the end of the pasha, it's again, it's talking about a Korban Shlomim. If you bring it from a goat, Hivsakin, it makes a division between a lamb and a goat. Limo to teach us, Allah, that if you bring a goat for Korban Shlomim, Shein Toyin Alya, the tail of a goat, you do not have to bring on the Mizbech. It does not have a din of Emurim. It's only by a kesev, only by a lamb you have that halacha, and not by a goat. So a koponim, there's the Kashan Shmuel. How could Shmuel say a klal? Whenever it's Roya by Chatis, it's Roya by Pesach. Here you have a case of Orva Shinosa, it's Roya by Chatis, and by Pesach it's Korban Shlomim. And for the Gemara Amulet, I'll answer you, Ki Koma Shmuel. When did Shmuel say this klal, that we make a din, a tzushtel of chatis, the Korban Pesach, only by Avudin, only one of the five chatoy shemesos, only in the case where first you had a Korban chatis, you were Ruvain, had a chiyus for being a Korban chatis, so he set aside a Korban, he was makdish a Korban for Korban chatis, and it got lost. And he brought a second one, and after he brought the second one, then he found the first one. So that's the halacha there. We say that by chatis it's mesa. It has to, you have to let it die. So by Korban Pesach, you're allowed to bring it for Shlomim. But in the case where Korban was once roy to be brought, and something happened to it was dichoy, now it's not roy to be brought, Shmuel was not talking about those cases. So this is the case of that the Korban, you amak the shit, was less than a year old. And then later it became a year old. That's called dichoyin. That's called, now that it became a year old, it's dochi, it can't be used anymore. Shmuel was not talking about that case. Shmuel was only talking about one of the cases of the five chatoyos and amesis. Only in the case where the chatas got lost. Then we say, if you made another one, and you found the first one, so the same case applies to Korban Pesach, that if by chatas it's meso, the din is halacha mashmasini, you have to let it die. By Korban chatas, the din is, it's brought for Shlomim. But if by Korban chatas it's only roya, by Korban Pesach, it's also only Roya, you can't bring it. But Shmuel is coming down to only one of the cases, not all the cases. So the Gemara v'Ovad, mi mishkachas lo, to how do we turn the case? By Ovud, v'rei avude b'shas hafrosha. Wherever a Korban Chatas was lost, b'shas hafrosha is, you first had one Korban Chatas, you lost it. Now you are mafrosh the second one. So once you are mafrosh the second one, l'rabon and l'ri oslo. The locher is, according to the Rabbanin, right then it goes L'Riyah and Echanami. Yechatis also, if it was lost and then you find it later, it's only L'Riyah. It's not L'Misazlo. So why does Shmuel say that it has the same din of a Chatis to a Pesach? It should be different in him. By a Korban Pesach is brought for Shlomim. And here by Chatis, he's telling me now it's only L'Riyah. The Tanan we learned. Hifrish Chatosai. Ruvain had a Chiyah to bring a Korban Chatis. So he went ahead and was Mafresh a Korban L'Chatis. I said, Arezu l'chatosi. V'ovda, and then he lost that korban. V'efer shacheres, so he got scared, he thought he wouldn't find it, and he knows he has a chiyuv to bring a korban chatis, so he went ahead and was mafresh a second korban chatis. Tachten, instead of the first one. V'nim tsei sori shoyna. And then what happened is Ruvain found his first korban chatis. V'areishteyim oimdois. And both of them are standing in front of you. You did not make a shchita yet. They're both in front of your nose. What's the locha? Achas mehem tikoriv. One of them, you have your choice, whichever one of the two you want, bring it for the korban chatas you have a chiv to. Ushniya Thomas. And the second one is mace. This is called one of the lochel moshim sinais, that a chatas shenishapru baleho. The second one, the leftover one, you have to let it die. You have to lock it up in the room and let it die. Divrei Rebbe, this is Rebbe Shita. No, ein chatas mesa. That's not the case where a chatas has to die. Where is the case that a korban chatas has to die? Elashanim says liachash in eskapru bailim. Only in the cases again where you had one korban chatas and you lost it. So the bailim got scared. He was mafresh a second korban chatas, and then he brought that second korban chatas. And now after we made the shchiti with neschapru by the second korban, now we found the first one. So since now we found the first one, that's called like dochu, it's never roy to be used now, so that's the halach l'moshim Sinai, you have to let it die. You can't do anything with it, you have to lock it up in the room and starve it to death till it dies. Yeah. It still has, it has kedusha on, it's still called the car, it's still called hegdish, the din is you have to let it die, right.
And even after it dies, it's still also banah?
But I'm not sure already. I'm not sure. That's called the nasa mitzvos or not, that I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's called Nasa Mitzvos or not. Maybe it is. I'm not sure. Elo Shanim says, that's where the case that's Mesa. Elo Shanim says, Li'acha Shinaschapru Bailim. Ho Akoidim Shinaschapru Bailim. But let's say you found your lost Korban Chattis before you made the Shchit on the second one. The Locher is Roya. Azoy Halt Chachomim. The Chachomim say that then it's Roya. As long as you found your second Korban, your lost Korban, before you brought the second one, and now you have the choice, take whichever one you want, but that second one now was only Roya. This is the halacha by Chatis. Now, v'ilu b'Pesach, Mashen came by Korban Pesach, in the same case, where first you were makdish one Korban for Korban Pesach, and you lost it. So you got scared, you made a second one, and now you found the first one. Is Heichod the Ovid, where you lost the first one, v'nim tzaracha chatzos, and you found it after chatzos of every Pesach, koydim shchita, even though you found it before you shechted the second one, but as long as you brought it, you found it after Chatzos, so at the time of Chatzos, that's the Zman when it's Koveya, which Korban you're going to use for Korban Pesach. So at Chatzos, you only had one Korban in front of your nose. So that's the one that's going to be a Korban Pesach. Now later, even if you find your first Korban that was lost, even though before Shchitam, is Alocha Korban Shlomim. Alocha was still its Korban Shlomim. That's what we had the Gemara before, according to one man, the Yama. This was according to Reb Zera, held like that. So you see clearly, even though by a chatis, the din is that it's roya, you have to let it pish, you don't have to kill it. Still, by a korban pesach, it's korban shlomim. So that's a kasha on Shmuel's klal. Shmuel made a klal to say that whenever by a korban chatis, in the case of Ovad, the din is roya, by a korban pesach also it's only roya. And there you have a case that by korban chatis, it's roya according to chachamim, and the halacha by korban pesach, it's korban shlomim. But Rashi speaks out, really the Gemara could answer right now, that Shmuel holds like Rava. Rava's chapter we had before was Rava holds, it's not totally in Chatzos. Rava holds is totally in the Zman Shchita not. That as long as you find your first carbon before you shechted the second one, also, it's called both of them in front of your nose, you have the choice, whichever one you take, the second one you're throwing away, it can't be brought for Shlomim. That was Rava's Halacha. So it could be Shmuel holds like Rava. Like though Kasher is, only if he holds like Reb Zeira's halacha, that even though you found it before Shchita, but as long as you found it after Chatzos, it's Korban for Shlomim. So Gemara could answer Shmuel goes like Rava. So Rashi speaks this out, and really later the Gemara is going to answer this way. But right now the Gemara wants to say no. Even if Shmuel holds like Reb Zeira, that by Korban Pesach, the Yikir is totally B'Shas Chatzos Hayom. On Erev Pesach by Chatzos, how many Korbanos do you have in front? If you only have one, we say that's the one that's going to be the Korban. And if you find the lost one after Chatzos, we say when you find it now, it's never roi for the carbon. It's not called you're pushing it away. It's never roi for the carbon because you already have your carbon. Therefore, this is called the carbon shlomim. So, if that's the locha then, so it's a stir on Shmuel, how could Shmuel say by carbon chatis is only roya? Aye, by carbon pesach, it's shlomim. So, if the Gemara, we have to say, another teretz is that Shmuel karebi sirulei, enechnami. Shmuel tak holds like Rebbe, not like the chom here. That there's goof for the machlekes here. The yama ravuda lemisazlo. That the Rebbe said before, in this case by Korban Chatis, it's also Lemisazlo. Even if you find your lost Korban Chatis before you shechted the second one, and you have both of them in front of you, so Rebbe says, true, you have your choice, whichever one of the two, take and shecht for Korban Chatis, but the leftover one is Lemisazlo. So Shmuel holds like Rebbe. Therefore, this Chatis is Lemisazlo. It's good why Shmuel said the klal, by Korban Pesach in such a case, it's Korban Shlomim. Tomorrow, b'hok, fat tomorrow. V'akol avuda l'Rebbe mesa. I'll tell you, according to Rebbe, any time the korban is lost, it's always the mesa. That's what Rebbe says. Anytime you made one korban chatis and it got lost, then you made a second korban chatis. According to Rebbe, only one of these two could be brought, and the second one always has to be mesa. That's what Rebbe's class. You want to say Shmuel holds like Rebbe? Ozavilu b'Pesach, but by korban Pesach it's not that way. By korban Pesach we had in the Mishnah, it depends when you find your lost korban Pesach. Heichod the Ovid koydim chatzois. If you, like before Chatzos, you mafresh one korban and you lost it, a korban Pesach. Then you mafresh the second one. Now, v'nimtza koydim Chatzos. If you found your lost korban Pesach before Chatzos came around. So now, at the time of Chatzos came Erev Pesach, you have two korbans in front of your nose. Like, you have the choice, whichever one to take. So then the din is, whichever one you take, you're pushing away the second one. That's called your matcherit. It's a male roya. The din is, you can't shecht it for korban shtomim anymore. It's called a dichoy. The din is only roya. So you see, by chatis, in all cases according to Rebbe, it's always lemisazla. So like that, Shmuel's klal should say by Pesach, it's always shlamim. And there we say not like that. If a korban shlamim, by korban Pesach, if you find koydim chatzos, it's only roya. So Marian says koydim chatzos lav ovidhu. I tell you, before chatzos the klal, that's not called ovid. Kidurava, like Rava says, the yamar Rava, avedus lie the lav shemay avedim. If you lost your korban chatis at night. Since nighttime is not a time to bring a korban anyway, that's not called lost. That means nothing. Avia, lost means at a time when it should be brought, you lost it, that has a shame avedim. See about korban Pesach also. If you lost it before Chatzos, and you found it before Chatzos, that bechlal is not called ovid. It's not called lost. The zman never started yet. Ovda means there comes a time when you should bring a korban Pesach, or when you should bring a korban chatis, and it's lost. Then it has a din avuda. That we say by chatis talocher is, that any time you find it late, it's always lemisazla. So adin by korban Pesach also. Any time you find it after chatzos, it's also always korban shlamim. But if you find it before chatzos, the reason why it's only roya is because that's not called aveda. So mela, there's no stira on Shmuel yet. So tomorrow now, the Rebbe though. But according to Rebbe, we're saying any time you lost your korban chatzos, when you find it, it's always lemisazla. For the Gemara, if so, the Rebbe hechi mishkachas lo, Edomar el roya. The Rebbe Hech Mishkachas Lo. How do you have a case by Korban Chatis that it's Roya? You tell him that Rebbe says anytime you lost the one Korban Chatis and you made a second one, anytime you find this first one and you have the choice now too, one you bring and the second one is always the Misa. So where is there ever a case of Roya to say no? The second one you don't have to kill, but rather just let it pasture outside till it becomes a Balmum and sell it. Where is the case? And the Gemara of Rabbi Yishai, I'll give you a case like Rabbi Yishai. The Yom Rabbi Yishai, Rabbi Yishai says like this. Hifrish Shtecha Toyes Lachrayis. Not a case that you lost one, but Metchila Ruvein knows he has to bring a korban chatis. He ate chelev b'shoigeg, he ate dam b'chelev, and then he has to bring a korban chatis. So he was mafish at the beginning, two kabonis right away Lachrayis. Lachrayis means, I'm doing two. What for what purpose? And lo yitzuyu, one dies and one gets lost, then I want to use the second one. But not the pshat is first he made one and he lost it, and then he made a second one. That, according to Rebbe, is always lemisazla. But in the case where at the beginning, right away, you set aside two kabbonis to save achrayis, like Rashi says, achrayis, shim tov adachas, if one gets lost, yovi chavret, I'll bring the second one. So that's the case of chatis, that's royim. Is alocha, hifrish, shtechatois achrayis, mischapa biachas men, you have your choice, whichever one of the two, you could bring makrevit, that's your kaparo. Ushniya tiro, and that's the locha. The second one is only tiro, you don't have to kill it. It's not called a chatas shavda. That's called lachrayis. The leftover one is only you have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum, and then you'll sell it. For your ilu. For ilu be pesach yagavna, in such a case by pesach, korv shlomim, who is minakasha now. If this is the case that's roya, in such a case by korban Pesach, it's zicha brought for shlamim. Because by shlamim, a Pesach, let's say you set aside two korbanos for korban Pesach, for lachrayis. In case one gets lost, you want to use the other one. So the other locher is, whichever one you pick, use that one, and the second one is a complete meiser of korban Pesach, it's a leftover korban, that's brought for shlamim. So that's going to be a kasha and Shmuel now. Shmuel just got finished saying a klal, that whenever by a korban chatis, it's roya, by a korban Pesach also.